Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 24 March 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring up our guest in a minute. I'll tell you all about her. Just don't go away. You're going to hear this guest tonight. I promise you that. Before we go to our guest, though, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, we'll be in the office between 9 and 4 tomorrow. We'll have a full crew tomorrow. Judy will be here, Crystal will be here, Marsha will be here, so I won't be overwhelmed with phone calls, perhaps. And if you have any questions about orders or one place order, you know Crystal will be here to do that, and Judy will be here to help her. So we'll be in office tomorrow. If you want to call and order a dictionary, what the last, we have three dictionaries left. Once this batch is going, folks, we can't get that price anymore for a while, so we're going back up to the regular price. But right now, the regular price on the Noah Webster Dictionary, the original dictionary, a copy of that in a beautifully hard cover, green cover with the gold inlay printing. It's beautiful. Regular price is $95. It's on sale now for $79.95 or $80, just we'll say, but they suggest a $79.95. So it's available as long as it lasts. We have three of them left as of right now. And love for you to call tomorrow and get one. You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Of course, we're still offering the two-for-one on the REM Sleep and the Tranquil. And by the way, if you heard a dog bark, that's my dog Buddy. He just left the office. So I'm sorry about that. We have those available also. And the teaching I did on the Ignorant Church, I cannot emphasize enough to you how important that teaching is. It's as important as the Mask and the Mark I did. Now, that's the truth. You understand why we failed, why we lost our country. It's very clear once you understand the scriptures. It's very clear once you understand scriptures. It's DVD or CD for $10.50 delivered to your door. Just call tomorrow and order what you like if you want it. And I do want to meet tonight of Jim and Joanne Morardi. I can't even say the last name right. Jim passed away a few weeks ago. Maybe y'all don't know that. They don't know for sure. I think it was a blood clot. He was feeling fine, and he just got feeling bad all at once and left this world. I talked to Joanne a few days ago, and she's doing okay. She's a very strong lady. But keep Jim or Joanne in your prayers. Jim and Joanne were a very strong couple, exposing the evil we've done in the Middle East and what's going on, been going over there. So keep Joanne in your prayers, please, all right? Now, we are blessed on this program, and I've been on this radio this month, makes 28 years. Now you know why I sound so tired sometimes. But I've had on some of the best guests available anywhere, and tonight is one of the tops. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was on a few nights ago. Next month, had Dr. Carrie Madej on, and a lot more than that coming up next month. But tonight we have Dr. Judy Mikovits. This young lady has more courage in a little finger than most men I know in her whole body. Now that's the truth. She's a whistleblower. She stands up for the truth. She doesn't back up. She doesn't compromise. And she has gotten in trouble for it, even physical altercations because of it. I'm serious. We'll discuss that in a minute also. And next half hour, we'll take your phone calls and talk to Dr. Judy also if you'd like. Dr. Judy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Pastor Bush.
It's good to have you. It really is. I love talking to you. Your voice even makes me feel kind of chipper, so I'm glad you're with me tonight. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know that my husband would say that all the time.
Well, no, he's married to you. He can't do that. But I know you have a lot you want to share, and I'm going to let you share what you can share. But I want to start off, if you feel comfortable with it, discussing what happened to you a couple, 3 weeks ago when you were obeying the rules and wearing a mask. Would you mind saying what's going on with that?
Sure. I was going to a medical, the conference of the Medical Academy of Pediatric Special Needs in Orlando, Florida. I was flying first class, which the organization purchased the ticket for me, on a American Airlines flight out of the Santa Barbara airport. I honestly didn't think much of it because I'd been flying with a triple layer silver or copper mesh mask for the last three trips since the United Airlines.
Now, would you explain to us what that is?
Oh,
on the triple layer.
It's a mask that is a kind of a heavy duty mask. There are two of the layers, the outsides on the inside and the outside are a silver mesh, a very blue, breathable silver mesh. And silver detoxifies. Literally,
yes.
The minute a bug hits it, it's dead. It's like gone. And on the inside layer of this mesh is either just a small sheet of non-see-through material coated in a silver layer. So it's really sort of triple protection, but fully breathable, but not see-through in that you can't see my face or my smile or anything, which is somehow a problem with these masks these days. You know, I say that facetiously because, I say it facetiously because, every mask, with the exceptions of these types of silver mesh silver masks are actually, dangerous. The mesh masks are not dangerous because they allow you to breathe. And of course, in accordance with our book, The Case Against the Mask, 10 Reasons Why Masks Should Be Limited, the number one reason is you don't stop breathing in oxygen and you certainly don't trap toxic carbon dioxide in your lungs when you already have a lung disorder or when, in fact, you're a healthy person, because that will spread all infectious diseases, including viruses.
Well, so, let me ask you this question. I mean, we'll get this more, I'm sure, in detail in a minute. But you were wearing a mask. Did they specify what kind you're supposed to wear?
No, they don't specify what kind you're supposed to wear, with the exception, and this is different from when I was in the airports before, at this time we were there, they told you can't wear a bandana. And
right.
You can't wear a bandana, and you can't wear certain single layer see-through mesh mask that would be like a, let's just say, like lace, like a woman's,
right,
lace,
right,
underwear.
Because right.
People were wearing these so that they could continue to breathe. But actually, they cannot specify this because there's not a single mask that is approved by the FDA or any other organizations, no medically approved mask, no medically approved safe mask, or efficacious mask. Our book goes in very clearly to saying, no mask and all the
right.
data. Even Tony Fauci himself, no mask will prevent the transmission of a coronavirus, an influenza virus, or any other RNA virus. In fact, they trap bacteria. They are not sterile. They're used in the wrong environment, and they can drive disease just like wearing the mask drove bacterial infections in the 1918 Spanish flu. So,
okay. Go so ahead. You're doing fine.
You know, we were told, you know, so, you know, at this airport, I passed by security. I sat in the gate area with this mask on, as I had done two previous times, once on December 8th and once on January 9th, and didn't think a thing about it because, and I was on my way actually to tell the dangers of the other kinds, the blue paper surgical masks, the cotton masks, those plastic masks, showing what kinds by way of electron micrographs and other other scientific methods in papers prior to this COVID masking papers are published showing the contents, the nanofibers, the carbon fibers. There's a piece of metal that can hurt anyone's lungs and drive lung cancers, just as asbestos causes mesothelioma. So these are in my slides, in my briefcase that I'm going to teach doctors at two conferences in Florida. So, you know, I didn't think anything. I get up when our, I was talking to people in the waiting area, and I get up when our row is called, when group A for first class is called. I get behind one guy and, go through the line. They take my ticket. Both two gate agents looked at me, took my ticket, said, have a nice flight, you know, Ms. And they mispronounced Mikovits, at which point I said, as I always do, Mikovits, have a great day. Thank you. I just said my name. And, I get down the jet bridge and I walk into the flight attendant and, she starts to hand me that. She says, good morning, and starts to hand me the toxic hand sanitizer. I said, good morning, no thank you, and proceeded to my seat, seat 2D, on the window on the right side of the plane in first class. I put my suitcase away. I put my seatbelt on. I sit down. She comes down maybe 30 seconds later and says, you can't wear that mask on this plane. And I look up basically, I'm starting to read actually, and I look up actually and say, pardon me? Really, really stunned. And she began to get very belligerent. You can't wear that mask on this plane. You can't wear, it says right there, you can't wear mesh mask, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's not a mesh mask. Although it's called heavyweight, heavy duty silver mesh mask. I started to break apart the layers, take it off and show her the layers. No, it's a triple layer mask. There's another mask. And I'm stupid Judy, the scientist, thinking if I just simply explain this, that it'll have something to do with science. And we know now this masking has nothing to do with science.
That's true.
And
that's true.
So she gets belligerent. She goes back and gets one of these blue surgical masks and says, you swear to me or promise me or say you're going to wear this the entire flight or you're off this plane. And interestingly enough, this exchange is 2 to 3 minutes by now, and nobody's boarded the plane after me. And this is just the scientist in me. And I've noticed this, and I know I'm in trouble. And I'm like, I practically had tears in my eyes because I know, you know, with God as my witness, I can't say that. I'm not a hypocrite. I can't go to Florida and talk to doctors if I'm this big a hypocrite that I put that
true
on my
true seat. Good for you.
And so I keep saying, no, I cannot say that. I could never say it. This will kill me. I'm talking to Medical Academy of Pediatric Special Needs. These masks are deadly. They are dangerous. They're against Prop 65 here in California. I just started spitting this stuff. There is no approved mask. You are not a medical professional. My doctor gave me this mask for my lung cancer. You know, and I cannot, I will be killed with this as well. everybody else with a lung disease. You cannot do that. You cannot discriminate and just kept talking, hoping she'd go away, which of course she didn't. She ratcheted it up. She got the pilot. Nobody's going to board this plane. There are two people on it, me and the guy in seat 1A. And she's calling security. Security comes on and security, a sweet young man, which is not security at all, but a gate agent. He comes on and he says, please, you know, and he's practically begging me. He knows this isn't going to go well for me. Please get off the plane. Please go with me. And I said, I'm sorry. I cannot. This has to end. People are dying because of this. You are not medical professionals. I'm Dr. Judy Mikovits. I pulled the book out. You know, I wrote the book, The Case Against the Mask. I cannot, I will not. This is criminal and you cannot do this. So he leaves and he comes back and another stewardess comes there and she's trying as well because she knows this isn't going to go well. So she's trying as well. And she shows me pictures from their website of these mesh masks. And I said, ma'am, I'm not wearing that mask. Look at this mask. And she just turns around and it's not that mask. And she turns around and she leaves. And then the stewardess and the gate agent, remove the passenger from 1A, the stewardess and the pilot have this passenger who's already seated get off the plane, at which time two policemen from the Santa Barbara Air Force Police get on the plane and said, get up now. I said, you can't touch me. I've broken no laws. Call the sheriff. Call the sheriff. I kept repeating it. By that time, I mean, my voice is not calm. And I'm doing the best I can to tape it on my phone. And I have to hold my phone in my right hand away towards the back of the window, towards row C, so they can't grab the phone. I said, you cannot touch me. You cannot touch that phone. I've done nothing wrong. I've committed no crime. And then he said, you get up right now or I'll get you up. So I said, and at that point I was scared. And so I got up or I unbuckled my seatbelt and I leaned on the hand railings to start the armrest to start standing up. And he grabs me by the middle of the left arm, twists my arm behind my back, shoves me up against the window. Thank God I'm wearing my red We the People hat, because otherwise my eyes and my glasses would have been shoved into my face and he'd have done a lot more damage. But
that hat may have been part of the problem too.
Yeah, I thought about that.
I'm serious. I mean, that may be part of the problem.
How dare you be We the People and spit
exactly
rights and laws. And so yeah, I did. I said, probably during this part, it's like, you know, I'm grabbing the blue paper mask and I said, I'll wear it, you know, and by then, you know, because, you know, and by then they don't care because they're going to beat me anyway. And I'm actually ashamed of myself that I said I'd wear it at the point where, you know, they started their abuse because, I'm ashamed of myself. I shouldn't have said that and I didn't mean it. But he ripped my arm behind my back up against my head, twisted it horrifically till I saw stars, almost passed out, and said, you're hurting me, you know, let me go, or something like that. And I've got it on tape, and that this tape will be made fully public pretty soon, as soon as my lawyer says that's okay. And he handcuffed me. There were two of them. They grabbed and I never saw except for once the other guy, because he stayed behind me the entire time with something. Could have been a finger, could have been a gun, could have been a taser, could have been a baton, something in the middle of my back. And so, you know, that where you would, you know, I don't know if he was, you know, what his intention was, but by now they've got my attention is this could get really ugly really fast because he's already hurt me so bad. I can't move my arm. I'm in excruciating pain. The way he handcuffed me every time he touched the handcuffs, you could make me scream. And they were clearly delighting in this.
So what you had on your hands there was a couple of thugs, not law enforcement, but thugs who were just relishing the power they had.
Correct. And this guy, this thug is Officer Spurlock, S-P-U-R-L-O or L-U-C-K. So he's in, Spurlock, L-O-C-K. So he's in the Santa Barbara City Airport Police in case anybody up there wants to get a little justice on him. Go for it. At any rate, my mask is in my hand, the silver heavyweight mask, as he parades me back up the jetway and through this angry crowd who've been delayed from boarding their flight for 30 minutes and several people were filming this on their phone, and I'm saying, please, nodding yes up and down, please film it, my mask in my hand, because you know they were making it look like I refused to wear the mask on the plane, or took it off like John Kerry did on an American Airlines first class flight, and nobody yanked him around and criminally arrest him. And said, oh, yeah, interesting, the double standard here of what you do to women and minorities in this country. At any rate, he took me, they paraded me through there. These guys were saying, throw away the key, and literally spitting through their mask. Oh, yeah, you're worried about a virus, aren't you, in Santa Barbara Airport?
People were trying to spit on you?
The crowd was angry at me. You know, scream, yeah, throw away the key, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'm like, moron, just because you want to kill yourself, I'm not into suicide. You know, so it's just, it's ugly. It was an ugly scene and really shocking.
Well, you know, this is, folks, this is what she's saying. Because I do believe the time is going to be in the next few months. If you don't take a vaccination, you're going to face the same kind of treatment. And the same kind of treatment by people around you. You're going to say, throw away the keys. They arrest that man, arrest that woman. They won't follow the rules. They're making us all unsafe. We feel uncomfortable around them. They delayed our liberties or whatever it may be to let us go, go back into society. You mark my words that when the mark of the beast comes, this will be the same thing we will face then if we're still here, and it probably will be. And the mask is a type of the mark, as I taught you all that. If you watch it, you'll know that. So understand this is going to get greater, becomes a much worse scenario in the near future. You mark my words, folks, this is coming in America and around the world, but I live in America. Go ahead, Dr. Judy.
Exactly, Pastor Bush. That's exactly what I was thinking from the minute it happened. If we don't stop this, if we continue to bow down to this mask, despite all the data that says it's driving the disease, despite everything that it's killing people, our own friend, dear friend died. If we don't stop this, then the shots are the next thing. Your passport, your mark of the beast. So, you know, I was thinking about that the entire time and you know, knowing no matter what they did to me, we've got to stop this. It has to end now.
So at this point, you've been paraded through the airport, handcuffed, in pain, crying and trying to get people to the video what's going on. You're trying to record it yourself. So what happened to get you out in the airport? What did they do with you? Stuff you in the car and take you to...
They took me down. They took me away from the main part of the airport. The two police SUV cruisers were off to the left. Santa Barbara's a very small airport. That's why I do it, because I've flown it before. It's close to home, so my husband doesn't have to drive so far. And you're less likely, I thought, to meet mask Nazis or mask holes. And so the cars were off in the distance where nobody could see what these police did to me. And so they spend at least the next half hour, it seemed like an eternity, trying to force me to sign this criminal citation for, and I kept saying, call the sheriff, call the sheriff, call my lawyer. You know, no, this is not a crime. I've done nothing. The sheriff will not arrest me. I've done nothing. This is, I'm not signing anything. You know, clearly it was under duress and threat of force, but I didn't know to put that behind my name and my name in a box so you would know that was the only thing that was true on the piece of paper. I learned that subsequently, which I'll use forever and educate everybody as much as I can who faces this and can have the courage to know, because then nothing would have happened after that to me. So they, after about a half hour where they were threatening me and torturing me through these handcuffs with my injured arm twisted, which I'm not sure at that point was not broken, I finally signed the thing, you know, they, you know, release me to the park bench and said, don't go in the back of the building. It's criminal trespassing, you know, so no bathroom, you know, called my lawyer. He said, it's okay. Signing just means you'll appear. And I said, I won't appear. I will not appear. He said, I'll appear for you. I said, no. No, 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 nobody's appearing. This has to end. But at that point, you know, I'm stuck, and I, you know, call my husband and my friend. They pick me up, and take me home, and I meet with my lawyer about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, and it's, you know, it's continued since then. I've had to essentially, I've had to fire that lawyer after I paid him $3,000. He's a good man, but he's in the system, and he's just gonna, and I said, no, we're not letting this go till April 15th. I've got scientific meetings to go to. Millions of people can be injured because thousands of doctors were at those two meetings. I said, this is the end of this. They're not doing this to me. I want habeas corpus right now. I never got a hearing before. I'm not playing this a game again. You can have your system. They can have your system, but we're done with this stuff. The next time anybody comes near me, you get my shot. That's the way it's going to go.
Well, wow. And so you, Lori, wouldn't follow along and help you get this resolved right away?
No, he would not. He did not. So when it went more than a week, and I feel like he got threatened, and there, I have a lot of evidence to support that, I felt like he was begging me to fire him. So I did. And so, now I have a great lawyer who's a bulldog, and she'll fight for me.
All right. So you are going to sue, I assume?
Well, we have to deal with the criminal charge first. And yes, I'm going to sue each and every person involved.
Well, now, there was no criminal. What's criminal charge?
Oh, yeah, there's a criminal trespassing charge. I have to answer that citation.
Really?
Here's the code of law. I supposedly, California, six. So I got served a summons, proof of service by mail the other day, and it says, notice of correction and proof of service. It says, violations should be changed from 602.1 to 6.2.1A PC.
All right, hang on through the break. My gosh, hang on through the break. Folks, you want to call and ask any questions, 844-769-2944. What a shame to live in a free country.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storeboy Foods, the only storeboy food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storeboy foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Now, folks, don't forget to listen to this broadcast tonight on shortwave on 6115. Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver is paying for the shortwave time, or we wouldn't be there. So if you listen on 6115, you can thank her for that and give her a call and tell her about it at 800-375-4188. And don't forget, if you cannot hear too well on 6115, there's a repeat program at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern on 3215. So you can listen the second time on shortwave if you'd like. Our guest tonight, Dr. Judy Mikovits. She's discussing what happened to her in the airport for not wearing the correct mask, according to the stewardess, a pilot, and two cops, two thugs, wearing uniforms. And folks, I'm telling you this right up front. These are not really law enforcement. These are policemen. They follow their master's orders, and they think that they can get by with it. I think they done picked on the wrong gal this time. I think that these people are going to be paying a price for their stupidity and arrogancy against this law-abiding individual who broke no laws. They wanted to charge her with criminal trespass or something akin to that. She was not breaking any laws any more than the lady in Texas at the bank was when she's not wearing a mask, and the mandate in Texas had been lifted, but she was tackled in the bank and injured, 65-year-old lady, for standing in the bank without a mask on, and charged with criminal trespass. Folks, they cannot charge that because she broke no laws and she was in a public place. It was her banking. That's where she banked. She broke no criminal trespassing laws. They can only charge that lawfully if you're disrupting service or causing damage in a public place. She was there minding her own business, trying to do her banking business, and she was tackled and taken and arrested. This is what's happened in this free country we call America. Folks, if you don't get angry with this, if you're not already some magic chew nails and spit bullets, I doubt very seriously that you're truly a born-again believer in Christ, because Christ will not tolerate this either. He will not tolerate injustice, no matter who it's against. We got to speak up and stand up. And I'm saying that with all my heart. And the lesson I just taught this past weekend will show you how we failed in doing our duty as the church, the body of Christ, in these situations. Dr. Judy, now you are, of course, right now, you're kind of in between, I guess you're waiting for What's next, a trial, or what's next?
Well, what's next is my new attorney will appear in court for me on April 15th and do what she can to get the charges dropped. They should be dropped immediately because I did nothing wrong, and there's so much more evidence there that we have that this was a case of a targeting case and going to make an example of me. So she told me I don't need to be there. And I'll be in Wisconsin. I'll be in Nashville between April 13th and April 18th to teach doctors and for a rally to teach the dangers of the vaccines. They're not slowing me down. I will not bow down and I can't be deterred. I'll be purchasing some airline tickets. Obviously, I'm not flying out of Santa Barbara Airport because of the criminal charge, and I'm not flying now on either United or American, where I'm on no fly list for wearing the improper type of mask. last September 20th, it was United Airlines, but they couldn't do anything because by the time they targeted me with the pink Women for Trump hat on, and the same mask, by the way.
Oh my goodness, you're nothing but a terrorist. You know that? You're one of them domestic terrorists, aren't you? I'm laughing. It's not funny. You know, it isn't funny. It's really a sad situation.
Yes, it is. When I flew with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on American Airlines, nobody had a problem with that mask. When I flew with Reverend Tony Muhammad on an airlines with that mask, nobody had any problem. Reverend Tony Muhammad of the Nation of Islam. Oh, so it's just when I fly alone that, you know, they can perpetrate these crimes and think they can intimidate, you know, old women. I'm 63 years old, like the 65-year-old lady in the bank. Oh, you're just beating up the women, are you? It's ridiculous. So I'll be at those meetings. I'll show up. You just won't stop me. And then after the criminal charges are dropped, we will be filing criminal charges against and every kind of lawsuit against Santa Barbara Airport, American Airlines. We'll do everything possible. I'm making it as public as possible right now.
Good for you. Good for you.
I will not, you know, stop. It was my former attorney who said, don't talk. And I didn't even ask my new wonderful bulldog attorney. I'm just not going to shut up. But the last silence equals death. And that's what happened to me in 2011 when they silenced me for 5 years and I never, ever got a hearing. And look where we are now. COVID, you know, had
yes.
any of it been done. Had any of this been taken care of by the corrupt FBI and the corrupt attorney general in Nevada who knew, who had that terabyte hard drive, that is the last chapter of our book, Plague of Corruption. You knew what they were doing. You knew what the evil Fauci, the evil Harry Reid, and the Democrats were doing in 14. You knew how Ebola came from Dietrich that killed 21,000 Liberians. We've known what Tony Fauci did, and they did nothing about it. They're participating in the crimes, you know, just as they did against so many other innocent people. We could have prevented this a long time ago if our congressmen, senators, you know, presidents like Obama had not been corrupt, and our police agencies and our FBI, our attorneys generals not corrupt. It was a plague of corruption. It is a pandemic, and we have to stop this or they'll murder millions more.
And they're working on it right now worldwide, folks. Now, this is not publicized. You can find it. It's not hidden truth. You have to look for it. Thousands of people are dying with the vaccines right now as we speak, young and old both. And not to mention what's going to do to the future health months down the road, a couple of years down the road, when their DNA has been changed, when the immune system has been destroyed, and when all this is taking place, they're going to look back. I hope they'll understand what they did wrong. I really do. But I'm kind of frustrated, Dr. Judy, and I'm sure you are, at the people that in my own family, when I can show them proof, I can take them your book, I can take them the information, I can show them right off, you know, other doctors' writings. They won't even look at the writings or the videos to see what I'm saying is true. They won't even look at it. They're that dead set in destroying themselves and their children, they won't even take a look at the truth. Now that really makes me angry and breaks my heart at the same time.
Right. Absolutely. It breaks my heart, my own family. I was on a Revolution radio show with Giuseppe Vanfocolo. I can't say his name in Italian, last Friday night. And my sister came online and said my own aunt and uncle, cousin had gotten the shot. And what I'd say is I say it's a sadness because they're afraid, just like
yes,
they're
they are.
To wearing these masks. I don't think they're willfully ignorant. I think they're being, we know they're being lied to, the press, that these are people that watch network news. These are people that, you know, these are good people. These are innocent people. And it's going to cost hundreds of millions of lives. And people can't be expected to understand the complicated science. What's polymerase chain reaction? What's this test? We trust our public health officials work in our interests, and they're not serving us. They're serving themselves. And that's very clear. But unfortunately, by the time most know it, we will all have lost, many family and friend. And it is a saddening situation. It does not generate anger in me. It just, other than the anger at bringing the evil at the top of this, you know, Bill Gates, Tony Fauci, the WHO, and the corrupt federal officials throughout our government who are taking pharmaceutical dollars and sending their constituents to hell very quickly.
They are, you know, and the scriptures tell us very clearly that the fearful are the first ones cast into hell. Now, folks, I'm saying this out of love because I really am concerned for what I see happening to people that walk in fear. The fearful are the first ones cast into hell, the fearful and unbelieving. And I don't know how else I can put that. If you're walking in fear, you're going to be cast into damnation because fear is of Satan and fear is satanic worship. God gave us, Christ gave us grace through faith in Him. And the scripture tells us in Hebrews that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you're walking in fear, you're not walking in faith. And I know for a fact, Dr. Judy, that in the last couple months, I've lost two family members, two aunts. And the immediate family, and I'm not talking about the children, I'm talking about the brothers and sisters and other family, did not even come to the graveside services because they were afraid of COVID. Now, how sad is that?
Right. I mean, we realize we're wonderfully and fearfully made from birth.
Sure.
That, you know, how can you ever think a stupid little common cold virus can destroy the amazing, magnificent, God-given immune system and body?
Well, it's destroyed families over the last year. Holidays ignored. Family gatherings ignored. Couldn't go and visit your grandma and grandpa, dad and mom in a nursing home or hospital. It destroyed family unity. It's caused suicide. It's caused bankruptcies. It's caused all manner of problems. And the people are not angry? I don't get it. I don't get it. And I'm just a hillbilly. I'm a 70-year-old man. I said old man. I'm 70 years old. And I'm not what I used to be as a young man physically. But I haven't lost my courage, and I've grown in the spirit. And I simply am angry over this because I'm tired of watching innocent people suffer because they're made fearful by false news. And that's all there is to it. Let's take a phone call before we run out of time here because I get fired up here. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Bush, you there?
I am. I can barely hear you, but yeah, come on in.
Yeah, I don't know what the connection is, but anyway... Yeah, you're right about this. This is, if my grandmother on my dad's side was an immigrant from Europe in the Weimar Republic in Germany, she was right at the Austrian-German border. If she was a living today and seeing what this is similar to what they did in the 1930s. They would all get everybody rounded up. Oh, you don't have your vaccines. This is tyranny. You know what the vaccine is to me, Butch? It's like the gas canisters at the concentration camp. That's what they're doing to us. That, if my grandmother was alive, boy, she was a great Christian. I'll tell you what, she'd be just flipping in her grave here seeing this today. This is not a free country anymore.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
You know, and she came to the Ellis Island, she said, to America, Freiheit. It means in German, freedom. Remember that, Silverman, inner soul. I just can't believe that people are walking around being like, controlled like a Jim Jones image, like, take the Kool-Aid. Come on, get the Kool-Aid. Put the mask on. Get sicker and drink the Kool-Aid. The vaccine is Jim Jones Kool-Aid. That's where we're at, Pastor Butch.
Yes, we are. We truly are. And that's we have got, only we individuals can break this spell on ourselves through the power of Christ. And we have to, whether it doesn't get or not, our duty is to show the light to. They wouldn't even receive Christ, Chris. They rejected him when he came to earth as a light of men. So don't be shocked if they reject us, but our duty is to show them the truth, is it not?
Absolutely. And guess what? You know, I've gone to, when I was at with my sister at a DVM motor vehicle, because my mother died last year, and we got the car. And the deputy sheriff says, I am sick and tired of wearing this mask. And boy, that is enlightening, because I do want to get involved. We need to get on our county and state, get out there, get people together, and quit being fearful. This country
Amen.
Belongs to the people, not
right.
the government.
That's right. Amen right. to that. Good call, Chris. Thank you. Any comments on that, Dr. Judy?
Oh, absolutely. I agree completely. That's where, you know, we just have to stand up. You know, my mother never thought it'd be a good thing. She died a few years ago. We just, you know, the faithful, you know, who preceded us, we just have to honor them. This is, he likened the events, the injection, to the, sorry, I just
Gas
missed
chambers.
What.
Gas chambers.
The gas chambers. The showers are the mask.
Yeah.
The people got on the train are the mask in their Sunday finest. And they went to take their decontaminating showers. They wore their mask. And they end up in the gas chamber with the shot.
I want to ask you a question before we get too further in the program. If I would send you two teachings on DVD, From the Mask to the Mark, and one on the ignorant church, would you watch those DVDs? Would you have time
to? I don't
to?
Right now I have a DVD player.
You don't have or do have?
I don't have one.
Oh, okay. The reason I'm saying that, not because I did it, but because I think it would help you understand how we got in the situation to start with. I mean, they cover the ignorance of the church and the deception on the people.
One of my friends might have one, or our club might have one, but we don't have one. So if you send them, I'll find a way to watch them.
All right, you text me your address in a little bit, and I'll see that you get them. Send them to you tomorrow. I'll just come next to Jan and I. Well, Jan, come on in.
This is my second call this week, but I have very important breaking news. Today, the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, signed decree number 117, 2021, activating the Ukrainian army to recapture and reunite with Ukraine, the autonomous
yes.
region of Crimea. Now, he says they're going to use, it's right in this, they're instructed to use hybrid warfare, and the order explicitly acknowledges these actions will openly war against Russia.
Yeah. I saw that. That's very serious. That's Matthew 24 being fulfilled in our eyes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's supposed to have a bunch more information tonight. But I do have a question for the doctor. I wondered if she saw that virologist, that German virologist, and I'm going to butcher his name, I know I am, if she saw that warning from him.
I did. And he speaks from a different perspective. I speak about the people who are likely to die first. He's coming to you from the healthier person's, so people with inflammatory diseases, cancer, autoimmune diseases, autism, ME, all of that will die first from any shots. But he's absolutely right that the shots and the mask will render the healthy literally super spreaders, and everyone will be at risk from them.
And Pastor, okay. I mean, you tell people that this shot is going to make you a killer. And they don't want to listen. I say, watch this,
right.
watch this, watch this. And they don't want to listen. And if they don't listen, you know, right there, Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill.
Right.
Well, but every time we take a vaccine, and I know people want to hear this, we're letting put dead baby cells, murdered baby cells in our body, which is the murder is an abomination before God, but to become a cannibal and ingest those cells is even worse. And the so-called Christians of this nation, taken without question, how damnably ignorant and willfully hateful we are as a people and selfish enough to do this, against the will of God, to try to preserve our bodies for a couple more years, just like they do in the Mark of the Beast, take it to live, and they'll do that and damn their souls to hell. That's exactly what we're facing right now in this country.
Well,
Jan,
take
good
it
call.
To keep your job. Take it for your 40
that's
pieces
right.
of silver.
That's
what
exactly
part
right.
of your life is worth your soul?
None that I can find in Scripture. Good call, Jan. Yeah. God, jump. Yeah. Good call. Thanks, sweetheart.
She might be able yes. to watch those DVDs on her computer.
Well, that's true. Maybe I'll do
it
that. That's true.
I have a slot, but I'll try.
Okay. All right. We'll do something. Thanks for calling, Jan. Appreciate it. Folks, the line is open, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We got about another 7 minutes left. If you want to call, please hurry. Love to hear from you. And Dr. Judy, what news do you want to share in the last few minutes with people tonight? What is the utmost important thing on your mind tonight?
I really think all of us standing up, you know, to these people living in fear and finding a way to speak the truth in love. You know, people are telling people they won't play tennis or attend a book club if their vaccine status isn't known. What's your vaccine status? You know, my instant response is an angry one, but I think we've got to find a way to explain to these people that we're people of faith who don't live in fear of anything but God, and shame on you. What's your vaccine status? You know, that's like asking somebody if they're, you know, HIV infected, and you can't do that in America. So why can you do this? We've got to find a way to wake them up. I don't have a quick response to what's your vaccine status, or you're not in the world. You know, what's your vaccine status, because you're going to make me sick.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all.
You cannot counteract a year of lies they've been fed in a matter of 2 minutes with the truth. You can't do it. They can't accept it. It's over their head. They won't accept it because it's foreign to them. They cannot believe they've been lied to. Let's go to Danny in Mississippi. Danny, come on in.
Hey, Brother Butch.
Hey.
Yeah, this is Benny. But
Benny, I'm sorry,
yeah,
Benny.
Right. You know, one question that I hadn't been hearing anybody talk about is, what's this going to do to the blood supply of people who took the vaccine, and then they go give blood, and then maybe somebody that hadn't took
good
the vaccine
question. Okay.
Is to needing some blood. And also, my brother's been in the nursing home for 4 years, and I hadn't seen him face-to-face in over a year now this month, and they just started going to let us visit this week, but you can only 3 days a week, you know, 30 minutes there you can visit, but it's got to be outdoors on a pretty day. But the requirement is you got to wear a mask. And so, you know, that puts me in a predicament there.
Yes, it does.
But, anyway, I've been in touch with the Attorney General's office, and they've done a lot to help. In fact, our governor removed the mask mandate statewide, but not off the nursing homes. And, of course, the kids in school are still wearing masks. But that blood supply thing, you know, and
I've got to cut you off. Let her take a few seconds to answer a question. Very quickly, we've got another caller on the line, about 4 minutes left. What do you say about the blood supply, Dr. Judy? What about that?
the blood supply is a critical issue. He's exactly right. With the number of people that supposedly or promised to be vaccinated at 100 million by the end of the year, the blood supply will be at risk in a way it never has in the history of this country. We're facing a disaster because these synthetic RNAs cannot be broken down by the methods we break down the simple virus.
I never thought about that. Boy, that's a good point, Benny. Good point. Let's go next to Roger in Colorado. Roger, come on in. You got about 30 seconds. Come on in.
Hey, watching prophecy come to pass is not as much fun as I was hoping. Being like Judy, thank you for your courage. For those who want the truth, I mean, we're few. It's a remnant. It's very small in number. Most people want the delusion. But thank you for your courage. That's all I had to say.
Well, thanks for the call, Roger. Appreciate that.
And you too, Pastor. You know I've been with you for years. Thank you for your courage,
you have.
Too.
You're welcome, Roger. Thank you for being there. And, folks, you heard it. I mean, the blood size is probably going to be tainted. You can't even get blood in an accident that without taking a chance of being polluted with the mRNA from the vaccines. That's going to change your DNA then. This is a serious situation. I never thought about that. Boy, DNA was a good point. Doctor, we're down the last couple of minutes here, and all I can say is I would like for you to keep us posted on what's going on. And when you get this into the courts, I hope you win millions of dollars, not because of the money's sake, but just to show the people that some people are not going to be pushed around like this. I admire your courage, and thank you for being the kind of person you are that's helping defend our liberties in this country. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Bush. I appreciate your listeners and the callers. They're right on, and we just all have to stand up, and all of it has to go away. No more masks, no more isolation, no more nothing. We're taking back our country.
Amen. And send me your address. I'll get a couple books out to you and DVDs. And I'd like to get in touch with Robert Kennedy Jr. for an interview. Maybe he'll help me with that also. But God bless you, sis. I'll be talking to you in the near future, okay?
God bless you. Okay. Enjoy
talking. Talk to you soon. Have a great night. Folks, we're down about the last minute or so, and I just want to say thank you again for joining us tonight. I pray this ministry is a blessing to you. I truly do. I know some of y'all were just sitting back and probably listening last week or two, a couple months, whatever, thinking, wow, where's this guy coming from? Where are these people coming from? Folks, you're listening to professionals trying to pour their heart out to us. Actually being arrested for standing for the truth. That shouldn't surprise us. It's happened over thousands of years. If you don't go along with the crowd, folks, you're going to become like a June bug in a chicken coop. Everybody's going to be picking on you. They want you. And that's going to get worse as time goes along. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm telling the truth. But I'll do my best down there to help all we can. And folks, I do need to ask for help. If you can help us, please pay the bills. I don't like doing that. But we do have to pay the airtime, and we have to take care of these situations. So help us if you can. We love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you in office tomorrow, okay? Have a great night. Stand for God's word and his truth. Let's make a difference in somebody's life for our Father's glory. Bye-bye.
On the battlefield, Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.